We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
In Daniel, the sixth chapter, it's almost a repeat of the same situation, only the fact is that it is Daniel instead of the three Hebrew children. And I want you to notice that faith releases angels also. Faith in God can release angels. So here again, you see a supernatural manifestation, deliverance brought by an angel. Now you notice that Daniel was not fretful, he was not concerned, he was not wrought, he was not pleading for mercy. He just simply trusted in his God. The angel delivered him. The king commanded. They brought those men who had accused Daniel. They cast them into the den of lions, and their children and their wives and the lions had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces. Ever they came to the bottom of the den. Now, you realize these were hungry lions. It wasn't because they didn't like Daniel's that they didn't eat Daniel. It was because the angel was there and shut the lion's mouth. Now, someone said he probably just made a pillow out of the lion and let the lion's tail fan him while he went to sleep. I don't know. But it's possible that it could have happened because the lion's mouth was shut by an angel and supernaturally delivered him. Now, notice that the same thing happened. Not only did it change the king, not only did it change the decree that the king had made, but it changed the whole government because of this supernatural manifestation of an angel to deliver. And he said, I make a decree. Verse 26, he said, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom, which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivered and rescueth and worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus of Persia. So here we find again that the king was changed, the decree was changed, and the government was changed because of a supernatural manifestation of an angel to deliver. And I'll tell you, it's time that we begin to believe for some of that today, because the nations of the world could stand some supernatural manifestations before them. And I believe as we pray and intercede, seek God in the matter, pray for the supernatural power of God to be manifest in this earth. See, the Lord began to talk to me about speaking on angels and teaching on angels several years ago. And I believe this is the reason for it, is that God's wanting to do some supernatural things. But you see, people have to have an understanding. You cannot believe any further than you have knowledge. I'm sure there's many people that have lost their life needlessly in foreign lands, especially missionaries, good people that serve God because they did not have the knowledge that the ministry of angels was available to them today. Somehow they got the idea that it all went out with the apostles or something. It just doesn't happen anymore. But it did happen in the days of old. It did happen in the book of Acts. And it still happens today to those that will believe the word of God. Now, Daniel gained favor. God sent an angel to deliver him. And I believe there's a parallel in this story that the angel shut the lion's mouth. According to 1 Peter 5:8, Peter said, your adversary is as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Well, the angels can shut the lion's mouth. Of course, the difference in this lion that it refers to here that Peter talks about, your adversary, is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He can't devour everyone because he has to seek who he can devour. Now, quite frankly, Jesus pulled his teeth. He doesn't have any teeth. He's all mouth. He can roar. But he's as a roaring lion. The Bible didn't say he was a roaring lion. It says he's as one. But I'll tell you, there's some people that's just so soft and pliable, he doesn't have to have any teeth. He can just gum them to death. They're so soft, they don't have any spiritual backbone. They won't stand up against them. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. If you resist him according to the Word of God, he will flee from you. We have to be filled with the Word of God. Your mind has to be renewed. Satan roars a lot. If you want a scripture reference to what I said, Psalms 3:7 tells you that God breaks the teeth of the wicked. And certainly the devil would be qualified as the wicked. And Jesus broke his teeth out. Well, Daniel had favor, and I'll tell you what, God will shut the lion's mouth today, just as he shut the lion's mouth then. What God is showing me concerning the ministry of angels is that we've kind of let this thing lay dormant. In everything that God has given to us, unless you lay hold on it through the Scripture and believe for some of these things and teach it, then you're probably not going to have much manifestation of it, or maybe a little here and a little there. But it's time. It's time, folks, that we begin to believe for some supernatural things, even in the ministry, in our finances. Because I'll tell you, the angels will get out there and work for us. If we had believed for that, supernatural things happen. God is giving us some insight into it through the Word of God and through the things that God has said here in His Word. Daniel was delivered. We go on into the 10th chapter of Daniel there, and we find that here again, you see that Daniel had prayed and fasted, partial fast, for 21 days. And the angel came because of his prayer. When the angel came there, the angel said, I've come because of your word. An angel appeared to him. Now, as I've said before, we shouldn't go around seeking visitation of angels. We don't want to get off into that area. But yet, there are times that angels will be dispatched, and you may have a visitation of an angel. I've never had a visitation of an angel personally. My daughter, Annette, has had a visitation of an angel on one or two occasions and told her some things. The things that this angel told her came about just exactly like he said. In fact, he told her to back off in a certain area that she had already intended to go in a certain direction concerning a certain thing. And he said, just don't touch it. Don't bother with it. He said, I'll take care of it. And in just a few days, the whole situation cleared up just supernaturally. Just all of a sudden, the whole thing changed. Became totally different from what it was. And there was no explanation for it other than what the angel said. The angel said, I'll take care of it, and evidently he did. But you see, people have not been taught. I know until the time that I started teaching on angels, I'd never heard any teaching on it, and I had never really thought about it, never really thought to believe for some of these things, although there had been some things that had happened in my life and in situations that I kind of wondered about. You just wondered how in the world that came about. I mean, it just seemed like it was supernatural. But now here in the 10th chapter of Daniel, he said he went into mourning for 3 full weeks. He ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh or wine into his mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now this angel appeared to him, came to him. See, he was trying to find out something from God, and it was a dream that he had, and he was trying to find out what this dream meant. And when this angel appeared to him, the angel said, I started the first day. We heard your prayer the first day. So you recognize that there was a hindrance there, and he said, the prince of Persia withstood me 21 days, and he had to call for help to get him through. Now, we have today the name of Jesus to get our prayers through. We don't have to wait for an angel to go fight the battle up there for us. The name of Jesus will get through, and it'll get through in a minute. But anyway, here we find that when the angel came, he said, I've come because of your words. Now, it's good that we take note of that, because words are important as far as getting angels to minister for you. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound. You can bind an angel by your words. You can release an angel by your words. The 3 Hebrew children said, our God will deliver us. And He'll deliver us from the fire furnace, and He'll deliver us out of your hand. Now, you know, if there had been some folks that I know there, they'd have probably tried to talk those three guys out of that and said, oh, you making all these faith statements? That faith stuff will get you in trouble. Why are they going to burn you to a crisp? You're going to become a cinder. But you see, they made some faith statements. They released angel with their words. And I'll tell you, faith moves God and it moves angels. God wants us to take advantage of the provisions that He's made. If the angels are ministering spirits, like the Bible says that they are, then we ought to be able to enter into those provisions. We ought to be willing to do the things that we must do to understand the principles involved here. That they are not delivering people just because they're in trouble. If they did, there'd be nobody in trouble. But God is no respecter of persons. So what it all boils down to is a simple fact of all the other promises of God. It's in the Word of God. It's surely there. They are available to us. It's just as true as any other scripture in the Bible that they will minister for us. But yet, we're going to have to believe the Bible. We're going to have to walk upright before Him. We're going to have to do the Word of God. We're going to have to clean our lives up. We're going to have to be obedient to what God says to do.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, our CD offer this week is CD offer number 7125, entitled End Time Ministry of Angels. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11.
Now, when we talk about the end time ministry of angels, we know that the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are heirs of salvation. In Matthew, the 13th chapter, Jesus tells the parable of the tares in the wheat. And He says concerning the tares, said, let them grow together until harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. This is a prophetic profile of the rapture of the church, the harvest of the earth, the good, the righteous off the earth. And notice the angels bind the tares in bundles. Now, you read on in this parable, and He tells a double parable here. When they ask Him again about this parable, then it changes somewhat. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. So it's important to understand that the end time ministry of angels is to bind together the tares in bundles so they can be burned. But then in this second part He says, therefore the tares are gathered together and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of the world. Now it doesn't happen at the rapture, but at the end of the world.
That's CD offer number 7125, a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling. A total of $11.
Toll-free order line 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.